Good morning, Casey. It is a Rockin' and Tricia show. Ed Sheeran, I kind of feel like a wimp because I complain I have like one bad knee. If you missed it, the last couple days, or a few days ago, Tricia reported about Ed Sheeran in a bicycle wreck.
Yeah, we knew he had a broken arm, and then he realized he was hurt a lot worse and had a broken rib and some other issues, and actually went home that night and slept, and then woke up at 5 in the morning in pain and said, I think I should go to the hospital.
Wow.
We just can't make this up.
Brought to you by Briarcliff Village. Their annual holiday lighting ceremony is November 11th from 3 to 6. There will be all kinds of fun activities, and it will help benefit the Veterans Community Project. So the Japanese company that makes instant noodles like Top Ramen and Cup of Noodles,
right.
They've invented something that could save your life. A lot of times when you or someone near you is eating noodles, they end up slurping them and being really annoying, especially if your kids are eating them. Well, they've invented a noise-canceling fork that eliminates your slurping sounds. And you think, wow, this is magic. Not really. It's kind of dumb. It kind of looks like an electronic toothbrush, but it has a fork on the end instead of the brush. And when you use it, it sends a signal to an app on your smartphone to play white noise.
Okay, that'd be even worse.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I think I'd rather have the slurping.
Yes.
If you want one, you can pre-order it for only $130. Yeah,
nope.
Jump right on that one. Better hurry. Only 5,000 are available. This year's homecoming queen at Dawson High School in Texas is also the football team's kicker. Last Friday, senior Claire Jeffress was crowned her school's homecoming queen. Her dress even had a football on it. Then, during Friday night's game, Claire lifted her team to a big victory. Tied at 35, the coach sent Claire in to break it. Claire booted a 30-yard field goal.
That's awesome.
Wow.
A 46-year-old guy in Salt Lake City ran from the cops Monday night. Then he had to call 911 for help after he broke into a church and accidentally locked himself in the basement.
So where are you in the church right now?
Yep.
Whereabouts in the church?
I couldn't tell you.
Are you there by yourself?
Yep.
He just sounds defeated in that phone call. And finally, a 29-year-old guy was being treated at an emergency room in Pennsylvania on Monday when he left the hospital, stole an ambulance, and drove it to a CVS so he could steal some pain meds. Yeah, that makes sense.
We just can't make this up.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Yo, here we come.
This is the sound of now. Transmitting live from the heart of Westport.
Odds number one.
Most awesome.